Joe Biden joins globalist Poland against conservative Poland. By Virginia Hale on September 21, 2020. Joe Biden has again distanced himself from a key U.S. and NATO ally, taking the side of the EU establishment in a long-running dispute between the globalist bloc and conservative Poland. The 77-year-old former U.S. vice president tweeted on Monday, "Let me be clear, LGBTQ+ rights are human rights. And LGBT free zones have no place in the European Union or anywhere in the world." Quoting as he did so an ABC News report dealing with the ongoing disagreements between the European Union and Poland. Poland has been under constant attack by the international media since municipalities representing around a third of the country's geographic area declared themselves free from LGBTI ideology in response to pressure from sexual minority activists to promote homosexuality and gender ideology in schools. This resistance to telling school children about things like transgenderism is typically mischaracterized as an effort to establish physical LGBT-free zones where LGBT people or their activities are criminalized. Global media and liberal politicians claim the stance against such education is an attack on the human rights of LGBT people, while campaigners have created an atlas of hate attempting to shame local governments for taking action to, as they see it, protect children from potential abuse. Attached to Biden's tweet was a link to an ABC article reporting a claim by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, formerly of the German government, that LGBT-free zones are humanity-free zones which have no place in our European Union and cannot be tolerated. Because being yourself is not your ideology. It's your identity. And no one can ever take it away, said the unelected bureaucrat, using her first State of the Union address to announce that Brussels will soon put forward a strategy to strengthen LGBT rights. "I will not rest when it comes to building a union of equality. A union where you can be who you are and love who you want, without fear of recrimination or discrimination," von der Leyen proclaimed. In July, Polish President Andrzej Duda saw off a challenge from the globalist mayor of Warsaw in a presidential race that saw Poles opt for the patriotic, pro-family, an anti-mass migration candidate. The Law and Justice, Peace, party-aligned candidate won despite an aggressive campaign from the international media painting his family charter, which promised to ban the promotion of LGBT lessons in schools, as an attack on the LGBT community. Breitbart London previously reported on polling which revealed that the majority of Poles share the president's views, with only 22% of the predominantly Roman Catholic country in favor of so-called same-sex marriage. Poland has been a strong ally of the Trump administration, meeting its NATO commitments as well as joining Washington in an energy partnership which has seen the Central European nation, the first former Soviet state to achieve developed market status, boost its imports of American liquefied natural gas by more than 1,000% between 2018 and 2019, which von der Leyen's native Germany has been pursuing Russian gas projects. This is not the first time Joe Biden has spoken out in recent days against close allies of the United States on behalf of the European Union. Last week, Joe Biden was criticized for butting into the Brexit negotiations between Britain and the EU on Brussels' side, suggesting that if he wins the upcoming U.S. presidential election, he would seek to punish the United Kingdom for refusing to submit to European control over Northern Ireland. Former Conservative Party leader Sir Ian Duncan Smith urged the Democratic Party candidate to concentrate on the lawlessness concentrated largely in Democrat-run areas the U.S. instead of giving lectures on the Northern Ireland peace deal. "If I were him, I would worry more about the need for a peace deal in the USA to stop the killing and rioting before lecturing other sovereign nations," he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.